And the building that he took over and purchased was called Gagan's. The name Gagan's stayed on the marquee for many years after. So lots of people within the gay community would call it Bookies. Others would call it Gagan's. So it was kind of the same place. Its history as a bar was that it was opened by the mid to late 40s by Cliff Bell. It was kind of a suburban outlet of Cliff Bell's. You know, in Detroit, in terms of its growth, was expanding over time. It was technically within the city, but it was one of the last areas to be annexed. So in many ways, it was still considered suburban. So he took over, and it became Gagan's because Cliff Bell's band leader was Frank Gagan. And so he's the one who took over that name. He changed the name to Gagan's. Well, Bookie changed it to Bookies, or Bookies Club 870, and it became a gay bar, primarily throughout the 1970s, and would have drag shows. There's lots of snapshot evidence of performers there and the clientele there. But then by in the mid, the late 70s, early 80s, the punk scene is starting to rise here. You know, he also opened up his venue on certain nights of the week for punk acts. So, you know, I've talked to people who are like straight suburban kids who are coming into the city to go to Gagan. So it's kind of shared space.